Before I start, I wanted to make an announcement. Last week was our 14th year wedding anniversary, so that's like the new silver, I guess. I don't know. I can't believe she hasn't killed me yet. Several attempts. And speaking of her, I have a poem about her. Now, anyone who's had allergy shots, you know, it's like one notch below a flu when you have to sit there after the shots and they watch you so you don't die. I was hungry that day and, needless to say, not feeling well. So I wrote a poem in the waiting room. I had 2 cups of coffee. It doesn't seem like it did much. She stated this after a discussion of a quote by Voltaire, not the boring but cute musician guy who we were forced to listen to when our friends Tim and Trish drove us to the movies, but the other one. After mentioning the cat was trying to eat the color pencils while she attempted to draw a new mural of the Four Horsemen of Revelation. After divulging the feeling behind each of the songs she's almost done producing for her album. After a critique slash commentary of Donald Trump's latest speech, this task took the longest. After proclaiming her desire to write a poem Michael Worster could read for the next Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange workshop. All while I tried to finish the last several pages of 100 Years of Solitude. I want a cup of coffee. This next one is titled, thank you. This next one is entitled, I Need Help, and subtitled, This Needs a Good Title. And this is about, I belong to 2 workshops, and the other one is Happy Hour, and there's some of the operatives here. I told them, don't let these people in, but they did. So, but it is rather jarring to hear critiques of your work, so I processed it the best way I could and wrote a poem. And then it finishes up with a real-life discussion I had with my wife where she begged me not to bring a piece to the workshop, and I did anyway, but I did not bring it here, so you are welcome. Remove Mr. T's bipolar doppelganger and zombie unicorns of Unicron, also transgender hamsters. I don't feel these expressions fit into a poem about your best friend's mom's funeral. I don't know, maybe in your mind they do, but the reader may feel disconnected because of your imagery. You might want to use these expressions for your piece, Extraterrestrial Rape Epic, I think. Sorry I didn't finish reading that one. I read the first 3 sentences and it was boring. Change the tense from second person future to third person present. The future tense makes us sound accusatory. And starting most of the stanzas with you are a doesn't help either. The future tense also removes the immediacy from the public hanging scene. You understand? Thanks for the critiques. I feel they do help, but I was wondering, do you help with personality development? Well, normally I don't, but I'm so tempted to hear your question. Why don't I have any friends? Oh, this one's an easy one. And because of poems like this. The question's worth asking. So have you ever wondered if a Decepticon contracted leprosy, would that make him a leprechaun? Who's more dangerous with one glove, Freddy Krueger or Michael Jackson? If Erno Rubik married Pandora, would our evils be solved? Whose image makes for a better motivational poster, Ronnie Coleman or Gary Coleman? Should Edward Scissorhands run? If Ant-Man is the size of an ant, why isn't Spider-Man the size of a spider? Finally, if Daredevil was ghost riding his Lamborghini Diablo in Death Valley with Hellboy riding shotgun, then Ghost Rider jumps over the car with his motorcycle as Spawn flies overhead of both the car and motorcycle, at that very vertex where they all align, would a reanimated zombie, Evel Knievel, emerge and perform one last feat of daring and jump the Eiffel Tower? See, these questions are the ones that matter. Not, where do we go when we die? Lots of places. Why don't I have any friends? Because no one likes you. What is home to me? That place you live. And how do I better myself? Try harder. I hate this 13. It's all one word, capital I. Sorry I'm late and sorry I didn't say good morning, but someone snuck into my bedroom while I slept and super glued my lips and eyes together. I barely made it here. Fortunately, my car has autopilot, not perfected, but adequate. I still almost ran over four school kids and collided with a mobile wheelchair. The upside, I didn't have to scrape the frost off my windshield or try to squint through that frosty windshield and I scraped that little window out. I ended up parking halfway on the sidewalk outside with the back end sticking out into the street. Speaking of back end sticking out, the receptionist was kind enough to walk me up here. But I did brew two cups of coffee. You are welcome, by the way. I brewed them strong enough to give a moose an ulcer. One pot I poured on my head while it still smoldered. It loosened the glue. Finally, I was able to see and speak. I am free. This also helps explain my pants and shirt, or lack thereof. They are in the microwave, drying off. I have to wait for the beep, then I will turn them over. I know, it's 11 a.m., I haven't done any work yet, I was getting to that point. Could you log me into my computer? I forgot my password. And thank you. And that was my password, so now I hate this 15, you have to change it every month. Okay. Finally, since we are kind of in a bar, I thought this would be appropriate. I'd rather go to the museum than the bar. The mating rituals of wax and plastic show less noise and messiness. And thank you for listening. Thank you. Stuart is after me, and he's one of my favorite humans, so please listen to him, and appreciate it.